Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom, by the word Umaydim, by the two dots. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Umaydim Shem Shachat Shiyachpur Bedeker V'yechasa, that Beisol is Maida, even though Beisol says you cannot do Shchita on Yantif, if you don't have, meaning you can't Shach the Chaya in an Eif on Yantif, if you don't have dirt that's already prepared to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Still, Beisol is Maida that if you did the Shchita, so now you could go ahead and you could dig some dirt, and you could use that dirt for Kisei Adam. Amrav Zrik Amrav, V'hushi Yesh Adakar Noyet, no, it's mi Ba'idiyoyim. That's only going to be true if you have a shovel that's already in the ground. If you don't have a shovel that's in the ground, so then there's going to be a problem of chayresh, there's going to be a problem of muksa, because the dirt wasn't designated. It's only if you put a shovel into the ground, so then it designates that dirt, we don't view it as a problem of chayresh, we view it like it already was plowed, and then it's going to be mutter. Fracta Gemara, even though you got rid of the Isser of Muksa and Chayresh, but there's another issue, Vaka Avik Ketisha. Once you get the dirt out, it's still going to be very clumpy, and to do Kisei Adam, it has to be soft dirt. It has to be all ground up. So you're going to have to grind it up, which is the Malacha of Teichin. So still, why is it Mutter? Amrav Chibar Ashi, Amrav. Ba'afar Tichayach, we're talking about a case where he designated already soft dirt. The dirt was already soft, so he's not going to have to do that. Well, that's the Gemara, but there's a fourth issue. Vaka'avit Guma. He's going to be creating a Guma. He's going to be creating a ditch, which is the Mulacha of Baina. Says the Gemara, no, Kidrab Abba, the Amrav Abba, Chayfer Guma, B'Shabbos, V'Netzarech, El Afara. If a person makes a ditch on Shabbos, but he's only doing it for the dirt, he's not doing it for the ditch, so then he's Pater Allah. So then it's Pater, which Rashi learns is Pater and even Mutter in this context. Taisus learns it's Asur Midrabanan, but for Simchas Yomtifs, and therefore we're Mekel. Sheifer Kirim Muchanu. And then the Mishnah concluded, because the ashes in the oven are Muchan. So as the Gemara, Eifer Kirim Mandikar Shmei, what Sheikhis, the ashes in the oven, what does that have to do with anything? Amar Rabbo Hachika Amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say, it's a new case. Ve'eifer Kirim Muchanu. You should know another halacha, that the ashes in the oven, that's considered like it's prepared to be used on Yantif, and therefore you could use, that would be considered that you have dirt set aside for Kisei Adam. You could use that, those ashes. Amrav Yudam Arav, Leishanu Ela Shehusak Me'erv Yamtiv. But it's only true if you cooked in the oven Erev Yamtiv. And that these are the ashes from the wood that was used to cook Erev Yamtiv. Because then it was already, the ashes already existed going into Yamtiv. It's not going to be a problem of Muksa. However, Aval Husak may be Yamtiv, but if you cooked on Yamtiv, so then it's going to be Asr, because then these ashes didn't exist. It's Nailad. It was wood, you put the wood into the oven to cook, and now you have ashes, so that's not something you ever had your mind on, and therefore it's going to be aser. However, says the Gemara, V'imroi, let's slice by beitza, so then it's mutter. If there's still some hot coals left, so then it's fit to cook an egg, so then, being that it has still a use, which is similar to its original use, so then it's not a problem of muksa, and then you'd be able to use that for kisvei adam as well. And tani nami hachi, we have a brisa which says this halacha, mamish, the exact same halacha, kish amru efer kira muchanu, when they said that the ashes of an oven are muchan, like amru elo shehusak me'erv yamtiv, it's only if you cooked in it erev yamtiv, aval husak biyamtiv aser, but not on yamtiv, v'emroi, let's just say beitza mutter, unless it's still roi to roast an egg. Says the Gemara writer, Hichnis afar leginasai ulucharvasai mutter lechaseispai. If a person brought some dirt, and he brought it into his garden or for his house, and he brought it in really to use it for his garden or for his house. So the halacha is that once he designated this dirt for use, so dirt without it being designated is muksa. Here he designated it to be used. Once he designated it to be used, so mutter lechasis, but you could use it for any use, even to do kisei adam, because once you designate it, so when we say that your mind is to use it for anything. Vam Rav Yehuda said, the machnas adam laiku pasay afar, if a person, he brings into his house a box of dirt, v'aisav by kol tzarka, he could do anything with it, lav dafka kisvei adam, he could do any type of need that he has with the dirt, now that the dirt is designated, he could do whatever he wants with this dirt. Dars Marzitra Mishmeid Marzitra Rabba, Vu Shiyichel Loi Karen Zavis. But it's only if he designates it and puts it in a specific spot. However, if he just empties out the bucket of dirt into the middle of his house with all the rest of the dirt, right? They had dirt floors back then. So if he just spills the dirt out and spreads it out, so then it's bottled to the ground, and then it's going to be like any other afar, which is muksa. It's only going to be mutter to use for anything he wants if he designates a special spot for it.